As I said, the geoid is an equipotential surface, and as we see on this image of what a lumpy surface our Earth would be if we only considered gravity. Of course, this is exaggerated, but you can see that gravity isn't consistent across the entire topographic surface of the Earth. Everywhere it has a direction and a magnitude. In other words, anywhere on the Earth, gravity can be described as a vector. And such vectors don't have all the same direction and magnitude, but you can imagine a surface that does have a constant gravity potential. And this would be the level surface in the truest sense. For example, when you think of an instrument being set up on the Earth, like a GPS receiver, and it is leveled, it is, of course, leveled in relation to gravity, in relation to this surface that we're talking about. This would coincide with the top of this hypothetical water of mean sea level. So, the vertical axis of any properly leveled surveying instrument and the strength of any stable plumb bob are perpendicular to the geoid, just as the pendulum clocks in the Earth-orbiting satellites. They clearly show that the geoid is a reality. It is a physical reality. Now, I hasten to add, remember, that the ellipsoid, the nice, smooth, mathematical surface that we use as a reference in datums, is different than the geoid. They are two different surfaces. One is gravity, the geoid, and the other is a purely mathematical imaginary surface, and that's the ellipsoid.